And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the fall sports season. We're talking football today, and we're joined on the phone lines by coach of the Stuart Broncos, Colin Sherman, coming off a state semifinal appearance a year ago. And Colin, you get to turn the page from what is probably the greatest senior class in the history of Stuart High School.
Yeah, you could argue that. There's going to be some new faces out there, but I'm excited. I'm excited for it.
Well, you have a couple of senior leaders this year that have played a lot of football for you and a lot of competitive and big stakes games. And you've got a junior class that I'm sure is really just kind of chomping at the bit to get their turn. They were behind that group of very talented seniors for a couple of years, got to learn underneath them, practice against them. So I imagine you're expecting some big things out of not only those returning seniors you have, but that big junior class.
Yeah, Breyer and Trey have done a great job, during the summer in the weight room and in our first couple of weeks of practice here. And, they're being great leaders for us. But you're exactly right with the juniors. They've kind of had to wait their turn. A lot of teams around here, as freshmen and sophomore, you get to step in and play a lot of varsity time. But, we've been lucky with the age group that we've had in the past. And now, they were very successful on special teams for us. The past 2 years, and we've been very successful the past 2 years. So, these guys are ready to get going and get after it.
Well, the nice thing with having that really talented team that you did is there were a lot of second halves of football games in the last 2 years where those freshmen and sophomores did get a chance to play some quality varsity minutes against other teams, first-line players, where basically you had your starters' nights over at halftime. And do you feel like that's an advantage for this group as they come in, that hey, maybe their first year maybe as starters, but they've got to play a lot of varsity football in games over their first 2 years?
No, for sure. You could say that we didn't have a lot of JV games, but I bet you add up all the minutes that they've played in the past two seasons, it's pretty close to full season. So and even some of these juniors like Tommy and even with Breyer and Trey, they got valuable time in the state finals 2 years ago. They've been on the field for some big time moments, and I think they're just kind of ready to take the leadership role now.
Well, let's start by taking a look a little bit about what this year's offense looks like. Of course, you replace a state player of the year in Cade Rum at the quarterback spot, and a lot of talent, not only from the skill positions and players like Drew Schmatterer, but Owen Littow in the backfield and up front. You had some graduation as well there. So talk about a little where you're thinking kids are going to kind of find their roles with this year's group offensively.
Yeah, no, Lane's going to take over the – Lane Bolter's going to take over the quarterback spot. He started a game for us last year when Cade got banged up. So, he's had some valuable varsity time. Breyer's finally going to get his shot at running back spot. Him and Nigel will be kind of our Owen and Drew of the past. And, those two are very, very talented. Breyer's your power back, and Nigel's he's just quick. He's just so quick. And, our line up front, Wallinger got to start a game last year for us. He's going to be our center. And Trey played some valuable time when Zane went down. So, Trey's going to get some time now. And Tommy's going to round up that line for us. And, between Seth Connett and Austin Fuelberg, those two will kind of run our fullback and wing spot. So, and then we got Peyton Mustin. He's a very athletic receiver, great hands, jump out of the roof. So we have a lot of talented guys that people haven't been able to see the past couple of years. So I think these guys are ready to show off their talent.
Well, of course, your calling card during these last few years really has, in six-man, been the defensive side of things. You've just been a stellar defensive team as far as sure tackling and limiting the amount of big plays that you allow. Talk about who you see stepping up into those leadership roles from the kids you lost during graduation to this year's team and who you expect to kind of be those key cogs on the defensive side.
Yep. Tommy and Breyer and Trey are going to be our guys up front. They've done some really good things in practice. And our backers are going to be, Hayden Dvorak and Seth Connett, Austin Connett, Nigel will be in the defensive backfield. Lane Bolter will be back there. Peyton Musson will be back there. Breyer will play some backer for us. You know, people have said that, you know, we graduated so much, but this is by far the deepest football team that I've ever had here. You know, we're going to be playing 12, 13 guys, and I'm sure there's guys that I didn't mention that are going to play valuable minutes for us. So, you know, we've had obviously really good teams in the past, but we haven't been this deep. You know, and I think it's kind of a different way to look at it, and it's a very valuable thing.
You know, sometimes in the six-man game, you can go out and score a lot of points and have a lopsided win, but depending on your competition, you don't really know what you have. You're not going to have that case as you get a good Sumner Eddyville Miller team that's been up there, won state titles, and they've got a proud program, and you get them right away out of the gate on the road in the first week of the season. What are you really looking for as kind of a measuring stick for this team as you head into that opening game?
You know, I mean, we look to win. You know, there's people are saying this is kind of a rebuilding year, and I just tell them we're just kind of reloading. You know, the expectations are the same. It's win a district title, win a playoff game, and compete for a state title. You know, just because, you know, we got a lot of new faces out there, but, I mean, these kids are very athletic. And, you know, we get thrown right to the one of the top-notch teams in the state with SEM, and it's a night game there, and you know, the boys are just chomping at the bit to get there. And, you know, I expect us to compete every week. And, you know, I expect to get our goals.
Well, look forward to seeing the Broncos on the field. We'll have that SEM matchup on KBRB FM 92 on the opening week of the season, live from Sumner. And believe we have 6 of the 8 regular season Bronco games we'll be bringing you on KBRB. Colin, great talking to you. Wish you the best, and we'll look forward to seeing you throughout the season.
Hey, we really appreciate your coverage. Thank you.
That's Coach Colin Sherman of the Stuart Bronco football team on KBRB as we preview the 2026 fall sports season.